bringing us right on up to 11:24. Thanks for tuning in to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM Radio Without the Rules. And joining me via the telephone is Tom Russell. Hi, Tom.
How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm doing good.
Good, 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 good. Radio Without the Rules. I dig it.
Yeah, we try to we try to stay to that. We stick to the rule that there is no rules as much as we can adhere to that.
Tom Russell without the rules. You know, years ago, as you were talking about some of the people that call him, but anyway, years ago I was a DJ for about 2 months on KFAT radio in down near Gilroy, California, and that was back in the 70s. But then that station became KPIG, which is a sort of a pioneering radio station without rules. So I know where you're coming from.
Interesting. It went from KFAT to KPIG. There's some kind of like bacon connection there, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about food. But they play, they were kind of pioneering Americana format, which basically is anything that's not in the top 10, you know, pop.
Yeah.
So pretty outsider stuff. So that's kind of my genre.
What was your favorite thing to spin on the air when you were a DJ there?
I played a lot of Dylan.
You played a lot of Dylan. Did you ever play your own music?
A little. I didn't have much out then. My first records came out in the 76, 78, and they did real well, the first ones. They were reviewed in Rolling Stones, but I really only had one record, and the station played the record. I didn't usually play my own stuff.
Yeah, I'm also a musician, and it's kind of funny. People sometimes will call and request for me to play my own music. I always feel kind of weird about that. I'm always like, no, you can call anyone else and ask them.
What I've done recently, because Facebook is so big, if people want to go on TomRussell.com, they can hit the Facebook thing, but I've created kind of a virtual radio show called Nova Beat Express, and I put up a couple of songs every day, usually by other people, and it may be Dylan, it may be a young band, maybe somebody I met, and I'll tell a little story or type a little story in, and it's really gone pretty big. We're over 20,000 now. So it's kind of a new form of pretending you're doing radio. And I put some of my artwork up there, too.
Cool. And so I was just telling you on the phone when you called in, I'm a little embarrassed that I had not heard of you before.
That's okay.
I found out that I was going to get to talk to you today and that you're coming to town. You're playing here in Ferndale on Wednesday at the Old Steeple, which I'm excited for. Cool. I love that place. Have you been here before?
No, it interests me. You know, I checked it out online. It looks really cool. Looks like they have a guitar store, and people like Tom Rush are playing there, and people I know, kind of. So it's the right kind of atmosphere for sure. Looks like a cool listening room.
Yeah, it's super cool space, and they have barn owls right now. There's an owl cam here in Ferndale. They're like roosting up in the steeple there, and they have six eggs. So there's a lot of activity going on around there.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's
a fun spot, and I'm excited for you to get to come here. And you are not only a musician, but you are an author and a painter.
Yeah, I have a new book of essays out called Ceremonies of the Horseman, and I wrote for a magazine that's now defunct called Ranch and Riata. It was kind of the Vanity Fair of the West, a real big magazine with a lot of great artwork, and they just finally couldn't float it. But I have about 25 essays from the magazine. They're all pretty long, but mostly centered in the West, but a lot of music stuff. I won an award for my Johnny Cash in the West story, because I knew Johnny a little bit, and there's a story about Ramblin' Jack Elliott and Ian Tyson, the history of tequila. That was pretty interesting to research.
I bet. How did you research that? Did you go down to Mexico and drink a bunch of tequila?
We lived in El Paso before we moved up to Santa Fe, so I was right on the border, and now in our new place, we built me an art studio and a writing music studio. and a little bar, little Torreon bar. So somebody, like the other day, came over to interview me for a New Mexico magazine. I said, it'll cost you a bottle of tequila, Casa Amigos, which is probably, I think, the best tequila on the market. And funny, it's owned by George Clooney.
But no way.
Yeah,
Casa Amigos?
Yeah, it's kind of like Patron, only it's got a little more bite. So, yeah, not that I drink that much, but it's good. I like margaritas and stuff like that.
You know what I just recently became hip to? Ricea. You know Ricea?
No, I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Oh my gosh. It's like the cousin of, or maybe the love child of mezcal and tequila. And a friend who came back from a project they were working on in La Manzanilla brought a bottle of Ricea back with him, and it's so smooth.
That's, I'll have to try that. Yeah. I do have some mezcal in my little bar, but that's pretty rough when you can, you know, compared to tequila. But
yeah, it's a little smoky for some.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you can put that on your tour rider. Get Paul to scramble and find some Ricea before you get here on Wednesday.
If he's listening, he can do that. I usually just ask for a bottle of red wine. I don't like to bust chops of promoters.
Yeah.
I'm not. We're pretty. My wife is pretty cool. She keeps me pretty healthy. So as long as we get a good bottle of water and a bottle of red wine and some, I have some tea on stage. I don't usually drink till after the show, but it's cool. Paul seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. So you're releasing some new records. Are you going to be bringing those records with you when you come to Ferndale?
No, they're not out yet. I'll tell you about them quickly. We do have a lot of my CDs with me. I mean, I've recorded 35, 36 CDs. So we have about 8 of them with us, including a cowboy collection. And I did a record 2 years ago called The Rose of Ross Cray, which had 52 tracks, and sort of a history of the West, but edgy. Johnny Cash is on there a little, and a lot of, there's Native American music, and little scenes as this guy rides across the West, and it did pretty well. But the next record coming out is actually an Ian and Sylvia tribute. They were, they're two Canadians that were very big in the 60s and 70s, and they wrote some big songs, and I've co-written songs with both of them. They're in their 80s now, but still touring. But that's sort of a tribute to the great songs that appeared on their record. That comes out on True North Records in Canada and on Amazon in about a week. It's called Play One More of the Songs of Ian and Sylvia by Tom Russell. Then my own record, which will probably be called Up in the Old Hotel. It's kind of a folk bohemian record. I'm going to finish it in 2 weeks, and it'll come out in September. And if people want to keep up with this, like I say, they can just go on tomrussell.com and hit the CD area or whatever. The art there, all my art is up there. That's in all the galleries all over, and all my CDs and my radio Facebook.
Nice. Where you turn people on to songs that you like?
Yeah, it's like a history show, and I always do try to. Mostly, a lot of the stuff I like came out of the 60s and 70s, so I'm always listening for something new, and occasionally somebody will send me something and I'll post it, because I want to keep a balance. And put a poem up every day, a great short poem. But, for instance, today I put a song by a friend of mine who passed away about 30 years ago, but it's called American Hotel, and it's basically about Stephen Foster, who was considered America's first great songwriter. So I tell a little bit about Stephen Foster, and I put the song up, which is a song I actually recorded on a record called Modern Art. So I do that, or I'll tell a story about meeting Dylan when I was a kid, or meeting the Beatles. People love that kind of stuff. and then I'll play a Beatles song. Or so it's fun for me. And then occasionally, if I have a new painting, I'll post one of my paintings and put my art manager's email address up. If any, we have a lot of prints too for people who don't want to spend a lot of money on it. So it's a pretty ongoing thing. It's a lot of fun for me.
Cool. I'll put this conversation that we're having up at the website here for the radio station too, with a link to your website if folks are listening and interested in checking out Tom Russell and the many, many hats that he wears. You can go to his website, and also you can come check him out here in Ferndale, where we're going to be drinking Ricea on Wednesday night.
That's right. Wednesday night we'll be sampling all the many fragrances of the agave plant.
I look
forward to seeing all the people.
Yeah, this is a really great town, and I'm excited that you get to come here. And I'm not certain if you're going to be stopping by the studio or what that's looking like, but
I probably won't.
No,
you know, I'd rather do like a phoner thing, and we have an agenda. You know, Ramblin' Jack Elliott might come up. We might go see him. So we're just working it out. It's going to be a long drive for us. We might come up on Tuesday, so we'll probably just keep out and do the show. But I hang out a little bit afterwards and talk to people, sign stuff, you know.
Nice. You're coming from, you said you before we got on the air that you had to reroute your schedule for coming out here on account of the slide, which Caltrans is keeping us updated in the most vague manner possible. They said in the next few days it might be clear.
We were going to go up through San Francisco and visit Jack Elliott and drive up through the wine country, but we changed our flight yesterday to we're going to Vegas tonight, and we're going to Sacramento tomorrow, and then we can drive up straight up Highway 5 and then over to Ferndale.
Are you playing in Vegas, or are you just having fun in Vegas?
No, I have played in Vegas in a small folk club, but My wife's from Switzerland, and her mother has been here, and she's flying out of Vegas. And I'm not a gambler anymore, but we get a good deal at a really great hotel that has great food. So it's a better place to stop for us than L.A., because Albuquerque's kind of hard to get in and out of if you're going in odd directions. So it's a stopover. That's mainly it.
Nice. Well, I was thinking about playing one of your songs for folks to listen to. What's your favorite song of yours that I should play right now?
Probably, if you have it, Guadalupe. It's about the Virgin of Guadalupe, the great iconic figure of Mexico. And if you have that one, I love that song. It's pretty spiritual without going overboard.
What record is it on?
Blood and Candles Smoke.
You've got like 35 records.
I know.
That's a lot.
Let me clue you into one more time before I have to go here, and that is 10 years ago, and this will amuse your audience, I wrote a song called Who's Gonna Build Your Wall, right? In other words, if you kick out the illegal Mexicans, who's gonna build the wall to keep them out? And I wrote it about a developer I knew who used illegals to build a wall to keep the illegals out. So it was kind of funny. But obviously now the song's come back into its own. It's had 200,000 hits on YouTube. And I don't say anything about it. I let it roll because I wrote it 10 years ago, but I did it on the David Letterman show. And about 8 years ago, before Dave was gone. And it got a lot of controversy. But you know, it's out there on its own now, stirring it up again. So if you find that song, play that one. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I did find Guadalupe. Should we go with that one? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, listen to Guadalupe. And if you are curious to hear more of Tom's music, I bet you could delve into his work, musical work, right now. And then by Wednesday, you may not be able to even hear all of it. Is that a fair?
That's right.
Is that a fair
That's
assessment?
Right. Yeah. That's a fair assessment.
Cool.
And I'll have some of my books, a few books with me, and some of my art, and quite a few CDs. So we're looking forward to the show Wednesday night.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for taking some time out of your day, and I wish you and your wife a safe journey up here to Ferndale, and have fun in Las Vegas tonight.
We'll do, and we look forward to meeting you if you're around. Come
okay.
up and say hello.
For sure, okay. We'll do. This is Guadalupe by Tom Russell. It's here on GAHAM. So a little bit of an update. I did get a chance to find the song that Tom was talking about called Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? It's off of a record called Wounded Heart of America. And it's a pretty fantastic song. So I wanted to go ahead and play that one for you. I encourage you to go check them out on Wednesday at the Old Steeple in Ferndale. Here it is. Who's Gonna Build Your Wall? On GAHAM.
I got 800 miles of open border right outside my door. There's Minutemen and little pickup trucks who've declared their own dang war. Now the government wants to build a barrier like old Berlin, 8 feet tall. But if Uncle Sam sends the illegals home, who's gonna build the wall? Who's gonna build your wall, boy? Who's gonna mow your lawn? Who's gonna cook your Mexican food when your Mexican maid is gone? Who's gonna wax the floors tonight down at the local mall? Who's gonna wash your baby's face? Who's gonna build your wall? No politics, so don't lay that rap on me. Left wing, right wing, up wing, down. I see strip malls from sea to shining sea. It's the fat cat white developer who's created this whole damn squall. It's a pyramid scheme of dirty jobs. And who's gonna build your wall? Who's gonna build your wall? Muslims, we got fundamentalist Jews, we got fundamentalist Christians, they'll blow the whole thing up for you. But as I travel around this big old world, there's one thing that I most fear. It's a white man in a golf shirt with a cell phone in his ear.